we blame them for being spooky or, you know, looking at things differently, we have to remember that their entire visual setup in their brain is completely different. They might have the same parts of the eyeball, but the way they process that information is so incredibly different from humans.
Brad Heath here, owner of Double D Trailers and host of our podcast. So interestingly enough, I've gotten a lot of questions over the years about eye protection while horseback riding. And, you know, that's not my forte, but today we have Dr. Lauren Yancey with us. She's an ophthalmologist, and this is her field of expertise. So Dr. Yancey, thank you for coming on, and we're all excited to learn more from you.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. There's only a couple of things I like talking about, and that's horses and eyeballs are pretty much two of them. So anytime we can put them together.
You have a fascinating combination of being an ophthalmologist and avid equestrian. Can you share more about your career as well as your passion for horses?
Absolutely. So I have been in private practice for a little over a decade now. Ended up being mostly a cataract surgeon just due to the area that I'm in and things like that. But I do practice basically general ophthalmology, so eye care and traumas and medical consults and everything that come from our major hospital in the area. But then the surgery that I perform most, if I'm not doing anything trauma related, is cataract surgery. A great field. It's a microsurgery, so it appeals to my personality. It's really fine detail. And it has zero to do with horses. So I love having a passion that's kind of separate from my career because it gives me two totally different things.
And the cataract surgery, this may be a little off topic, is that similar to LASIK in the way that, no. You're still putting in a lens of some sort though, right?
Right. I'm not sure. LASIK, I always kind of compare that to resurfacing. So you're kind of buffing your car, and then anything inside the eye is more like engine work. You know, so LASIK is usually like a minute and a half max procedure. And cataract surgery is a little bit more in depth. We're in the eye, we're behind the iris, we're taking out something you were born with and putting in an artificial lens. So it's like a miniature form of a joint replacement. You know, so you get your knees replaced, your hips replaced, and your lenses replaced, usually about the same time.
My wife had LASIK, and I had the privilege of watching it, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, we don't let you watch cataract surgery.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not. If someone's looking to do LASIK, I would advise not to watch it first, it was fine for her. It was not painful. All right, moving on. So what are some of the key reasons horseback riders should be concerned about eye protection? And are there any types of specific eye protection that you recommend?
So it's interesting because I have only seen a few horse-related accidents. They came from just things you wouldn't even expect. I think anytime we're in a dusty, dirty environment, you're kind of putting yourself at risk if you even rub your eyes. A very interesting case we had was a girl who actually just got flicked in the eye with her horse's tail, which, you know, I mean, how many times has that happened to any of us that picked back feet and they're kind of swiping at us? And she actually ended up getting a larval infection, worm infection in the eye. I mean, that was pretty horrifying because you could kind of see it moving in the anterior chamber, which is like the front of the eye. You can also have that same thing. They can migrate to the back of the eye. I don't think any of us wear eye protection when we're just grooming, but honestly, that's one of the more dusty, dirty conditions. The other thing that's really, I think, the big point is trail riding. Just because you're riding through the woods, anytime someone pulls a limb and forgets and kind of lets that snap back at you, or let's say you're galloping and things are blowing in your face, I mean, it's a great idea. Even if it's just a pair of sunglasses, that's enough to just at least deflect something from your eyes. It doesn't have to be anything special, I think, is take-home point there.
Wearing some goggles to ride with.
Yeah, just good old sunglasses, you know? You know, everybody says like glasses, and they did used to be glass. But now, you know, most of these are just a form of polycarbonate, which honestly is shatterproof. So you, even if you're not wearing safety glasses, you're still getting a good measure of protection. You might not have the side pieces or a wraparound, but even just a pair of glasses is going to give you pretty good protection.
Sun plastic rather than sunglasses these days.
Yes.
Could you talk about the connection between maintaining good overall health and optimal eye health, especially for active individuals like equestrians?
They are the same. I mean, if you are healthy in your body, unless you have some sort of otherwise genetic medical condition, it's really going to make your actual eye health a lot better too. I can go through every part of the eye and tell you how it's affected. I mean, just even the eyelids, if you have too many saturated fats in your diet, it even clogs up the little eyelid glands that allow you to make tears. So a lot of people with dry eyes and kind of scratchy eyes, they're suffering from just an overall imbalance of the fats in their diets. I mean, the American diet. So we end up with, you know, oils around our eyes that are thick like butter instead of thin like olive oil. And that just honestly comes from our diet. You know, I would say one of my most common appointments is a diabetic screening exam, because diabetes can so horribly affect the eyes. And a lot of people do fine. And I would say a lot of those exams, they're okay. It's not damaging the blood vessels too badly. But there's a good number of individuals that can lose their vision from diabetes, from high blood pressure. I can look in the back of the eyes and see the blood vessels, you know, in living form. It's the only place in the body where you can actually look at a blood vessel without overlying skin. So it's such a great view of your internal health. It's amazing. I mean, I can look at those blood vessels and see if they're too narrow and they're hardened, and if the veins are too big, and that indicates high blood pressure. Little blood spots from diabetes across the back. Changes in the lens can come from blood sugar as well, tanning beds, smoking, all of those things affect the eyes, and we can see it in there. It's amazing. Give me 2 minutes to look at your eyes and I can kind of get a general idea of your health.
Yeah. I'm a healthy guy, but staring at a computer screen for 30 years of my life. And so now I was having to wear glasses the up close. It just kept going away. I guess that's what caused it.
It's tincture of time. It was going to happen anyway, you know?
Yeah. I guess so. I was hoping that I could do the same procedure with the LASIK and, you know, get rid of the glasses, but I think it fixes one problem, but not the other. So it's okay.
Yeah. LASIK will change your focal point, but it does not change your ability to change focal points, if that makes sense. So when we're a kid, we can look far away and then we can look up close, and you can look at a bug in your hand and your friend down the street. And that process is just so quick, you know? And then as we get older, as the lens hardens, it's just kind of, instead of moving a real thin gel to focus back and forth quickly, it gets real sticky. And so that motion is kind of like, I always fear it's like a camera that's real slow to focus. Okay. And eventually it just gets stuck, you know, and you're kind of stuck at that one level. So they can do a little resurfacing with LASIK, but it's not going to fix that focusing of the camera.
Are there any potential benefits of horseback riding for vision or eye health that you've have observed or studied?
Yes. I think one of the best things, especially for kids, is that we've got kids so much on screens. They're on their iPads, they're on their phones, they're on a laptop at school, on a Chromebook. And so they're always focused up close. And we know from nations like China, with huge studies on this, that their entire population is getting progressively nearsighted. And it's because basically those muscles are kind of held in that position of up close work, actually changes the shape of the eye. And so their population, over a very short period of time, which is not long enough for them to change genetically, so we know it's an environmental factor, are all super nearsighted. Horseback riding is such a great way to get kids, especially outside, and focus at the distance and like let those muscles of what we call accommodation, that bringing everything close, pulls your eyes in, allows you to see it close, let those eyes relax and see at a distance. For adults, you know, we're past the point where it's going to change our eye shape, but just giving our eyes a chance to look off in the distance and just relax.
Great info. Thank you. I think we've touched on this a little bit, but any advice for riders who face vision challenges like myself? You have to wear contacts or glasses. I know that you said, you know, wearing glasses could be beneficial, or plastic, so to speak, while grooming and such. But anything extra that comes to mind for someone who has to wear glasses full time or contacts?
I think there's a lot of things. I would say my favorite contacts, honestly, for any type of equestrian or sports related activity are going to be your daily wear lenses. Just because when we're like in an environment that's kind of got a lot of potential bacterial exposure, daily lenses, if they get irritating, you can pop them out and just toss them in the trash can. So we don't have that higher risk of infection from handling contacts daily or getting them exposed to all the conditions that we're in around the farm. You know, if contacts aren't your thing, but you don't want to mess up your glasses, you know, they make great things called rec specs. which are kind of more your wraparound sports style glasses that a lot of kids wear for sports, but they make them for adults too. And it's a safety glasses, plus it has your prescription in it. And that way you're not going to be riding and drop your nice pair of glasses on the ground and they're all scratched up or stepped on by your horse. You know? So, right. And then I do think LASIK is a good option for young people. You know, it's definitely going to relieve the need for glasses completely when you're in your 20s, 30s. And then when you get in your 40s, you might work your way into reading glasses. But LASIK is a good thing.
Any everyday tips you can offer to equestrians for maintaining eye health, and particularly those who may be spending long hours outdoors, anything extra?
Absolutely. I mean, I think UV protection is something that I talk to people a lot about. Macular degeneration is about half genetics and it's about half environmental sun exposure. And I think particularly like if you're a trainer, I think your average amateur, I think I would highly recommend sunglasses, period. But if you're someone who really is out there day in and day out, a UV protective pair of sunglasses is vital. It's actually going to slow down the progression of cataracts as well. Of course, those are fixable and, you know, I don't mind if you get cataracts, I'll take them out. But, you know, right. In terms of the retina, you know, unfortunately, imagine a magnifying glass when you're a kid and you can, you know, light the grass on fire with a magnifying glass. And that's the way the lens of our eye works. It focuses that image on the back of the eye. And wow. That creates a huge focus of heat and UV damage. And so, you know, when you're outside a lot, you're just, even in the shade, you know, keep in mind that even in the shade, there's what we call UV scatter, that you're getting a lot of exposure to UV light, which over the years can accelerate the cataracts and lead to macular degeneration. And we do not have much treatment for macular degeneration at this point, you know, so it's not something that we can just fix for you. So UV sunglasses for your kids, for yourself, for everybody. In the United States, actually, all sunglasses, if they say sunglasses, they are required to be UV protective. So you don't have to look for a specific kind or anything like that. If they're sunglasses, it doesn't matter if they're from Target or if they're super high end, they're going to be UV protection.
I have to do a better job of that myself, driving and switching to, because I have to wear prescription to see. So, you know, going back and forth from indoor eyeglass to a script eyeglass for sun. But yeah, I need.
Yeah, luckily windshields do have UV protection in them. I think that that's required, but your side windows do not have to have UV protection. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good info. Off topic or slightly different. Lastly, I'm curious if your knowledge in human vision aids in understanding the visual needs for horses.
They're so different in some ways that I don't know that they relate. Of course, just because I'm interested in eyeballs, you know, I feel like the vision of a horse is super interesting. But, you know, I always tell people we don't really see with our eyes. We see with our brain. We see with the visual cortex, which is why blind people can still describe the texture of something that they can't touch because it reverberates different sound waves off of it, which is just such an interesting phenomenon. So their brain is able to build a visual representation of their surroundings just based off of like echolocation. And so horses, just like us, they're seeing more with their brains, the way they interpret it, the different stimuli in their environment. Their color is different than ours. Their spatial representations are different. So I think, you know, when we kind of blame them for being spooky or, you know, looking at things differently, we have to remember that their entire visual setup in their brain is completely different. They might have the same parts of the eyeball, but the way they process that information is so incredibly different from humans.
Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. Before our podcast, I think it was your barn that Brooke showed me. Maybe it was on TikTok or something. That was a really an amazing barn. So for our listeners, if nothing else, you got to jump on there and take a peek at the barn. It's amazing.
It's my special place. I love it out there. I just told my husband I wanted a barn, you know,
right. And
he kind of was the one that took it to the level that it's at. So I was like, four stalls, limit me to four stalls. Cause if I don't have just four stalls, I'll fill every stall. You build me a 12 stall barn, we will have 12 horses, you know? So we have four stalls, a little tack room and a wash rack, but it just kind of has all the little details that make it special, you know? And I'm definitely, you can find me there more often than you'll find me in my house for sure.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Congratulations on that. Thank you again for being on our podcast. And for our audience, you can find Dr. Yancey on TikTok. And that is just at Lauren Yancey 909. And keep in touch with her for just to follow along with horses and eye doctor adventures, and definitely check out the barn. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.